can look around and see the yes, so many blessings, I can say very dear from the depths of my soul, I thank him all the days of my life. Sing it with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I thank you all the days of my life. Oh, yes, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I thank you all the days of my life. When I was sick, my father, he healed. Wonderful name. Said in times of old, if you did not cry out, the rocks would cry out to you. But yea, I say unto you, I shall cry out, for I know my Savior is real. I have met him without a doubt in my heart. I have been able to cross over Jordan and see Canaan's fair land and recognize my Savior today. For that I'm grateful. I'm grateful to declare that I am a part of the Christ ministry that has saved my life and saved so many standing here today. I said saved so many standing here today. Oh, Jesus, the light of the world. Life and sin and life. Oh, Jesus, the word. Jesus is the light. Jesus. He's the light of the world. He's the light of the world. we're going to have a couple selections by our choir. Both of these numbers were inspired by our pastor. First, I think they're going to sing, "I'm Grateful and Walking with You, Father." Each of you give a very fond embrace, a salutary kiss, a greeting to your neighbor, and let's fill this atmosphere with warmth and love. May we clasp our hands in warm and tender fashion. How much I love you. How much I love you. Let's begin our meditations. I wish it were possible for me to move through this audience and give every one of you a very warm embrace, because you are the most precious things, most precious people to me in all of this entire creation. Now as we meditate, our heads bowed, we enter into a place of concentration. God is love. Love is a healing remedy. We do not recommend ourselves as a panacea, for we recognize that all good things come down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow or variableness of turning. So God is in medical science, and we should utilize that to the nth degree, as this church even provides material, financial ways for each person to see that they have regular checkups where their faith does not reach the need. We believe in complete cooperation with all of the goodness and all of the scientific truth in the universe. Now, as our hands are clasped, though, we're going to reach out to areas where man has seemed to have difficulty. As we concentrate that the gifts of the Holy Spirit might function, are what the secularist might speak of as the paranormal. Let us believe. Let us believe.
sister in the front row seems to be in such difficulty. It's obvious to my natural eye because you just grimaced with pain sitting in the wheelchair. The doctor has relieved you in the second row. He's relieved you from your work in the hospital where you work. And you have a bad spinal condition, and your hip is injured. You injured that hip also 7.5 years ago. Now, if you have faith, this moment, love, the all-consuming power, if you have faith, someone help her with a purse next to her. Sister, you've been having trouble in your chest. Mabel, next to her. You've been worrying about your chest just this afternoon. Place your hand on your chest. Kuma alithi, as they said in the scripture of old. Now, is the pressure gone? Is the pain gone? Thank you. Praise Christ. Now, Sister Dorothy, stand on your feet. Make a bold venture of faith. You can, even in the unnatural environment where there are many in the television studio doing their work, trying to let people see a sane spiritual healing. Step from your wheelchair. Begin to step from your wheelchair. Try it. Just try it. We have nothing to lose. We have no face to lose because we've said we're no panacea. But I have seen more healings here than I've ever seen any place. I love you. Jesus Christ loves you. Jehovah Jireh, all the goodness of all the world's great religions, in the name and the mercy and the goodness of Jesus, wherein I stand. Come forth, my dear. Stand up. Take that step. Bless your heart. Take that step. Now. Move forward, darling. You can do it. Move forward. Child, sweetheart, would you step out of my way just a moment so that I can just keep my love thought on her? Now, move forward. Freely. Now begin to exercise the hip. Begin to exercise the joint. I love you. Christ loves you. The people love you. Now, sister, walk briskly. Walk briskly. Walk. God. Let's rejoice and be glad. If you wish to, you can try without your brace now. I think you'll find there's no more trouble. If you wish to step aside and take your brace and come back, I think you'll find there's no more trouble. Blessing. Getting to know more about you. Do you know that old song? We've not sung it for a long while. Getting to know you, getting to know more about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
you notice, suddenly I'm free and easy because of all the wonderful and new things I'm learning about you.
I sense there's someone in the atmosphere of the name of Templeton that has great difficulty, crippling condition in your back. Cecil Templeton? Why don't you just move out of the aisles and try your back now? Way at the back. Try it. Try it. Try it. You're a stranger to me, as these people have not told me anything about their lives. You have told me nothing about your life. Is that correct? Now bend down. Bend down. Bend down. Bend down, sir. Touch your toes. Go down. Touch your toes. Go on down. Up. 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 Move each side. Move each side. Has the pain left? Has the pain left your back?
It's gone.
Thank you. Bless you. Getting to know you. Getting to know more about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Wonderful and new things I'm learning about you day by day. Bless you. Bless you. Sister, now try your hip and your back in every way. There's the back support, the back brace. Is all pain gone? It's all gone? Well, come, go running. Go running. Try it. Good. Bless it, bless it, bless it, bless it. I'm so glad. I'm so glad Jesus, our Father, lifted me. Glad my Savior lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Once I was a bigot, but Jesus lifted me. Once I was in bondage, but Jesus lifted me. Once I was in bondage, Father lifted me. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Just a moment. I think it'd be good if we sang, you know, once we were prejudiced. Once many of you would not have worshipped, you would not have been in the same place with people of other races. You had anti-Semitism, you had anti-black feelings. Some of the blacks had anti-Caucasian feelings. The Baptists were separated from the Methodists. Now we have Pentecostalists, Buddhists, Muslim, Jewish, all gathered in the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. Let's sing. I'm so glad my Father set me free. I'm so glad my Father set me free. I'm so glad the Father set me free. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Once I was so prejudiced, but Savior set me free. Once I was so prejudiced, but the Savior saved me free. Once I was so prejudiced, but the Savior lifted me. Glory, hallelujah, Father lifted me.
Hands clasped. Thank you.
pants class. You may be standing or you may be seated, wherever you're comfortable. You know, faith isn't some kind of weird practice. We hear quite frequently modern scientists speaking of the efficacy, the authenticity of faith. Dr. Flanders Dunbar, perhaps one of our most eminent psychiatrists, said many years ago, she gave a contrast, I remember, on one occasion of treating two patients with advanced cancer, advanced malignancy, carcinoma. She said one had faith, and I think one of them had both breasts removed and it was metastasized throughout the entire lymph system. The other one only had one breast removed, but the one with one breast had no faith. The other had great faith. And she said the one with faith overwhelmed, was able to override all of the obstacles, all of the oppositions, and return to perfect health. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We know our attitudes often create conditions. We're not here to say what the causality is of these diseases. The fact is, the woman was in the wheelchair. Now she's free. The fact that Mrs. White, that sits down here in our middle section, was 5 years in the wheelchair. There she is, 5 years. 5 long years, and now she's free. Whatever put her in the wheelchair, she's now free.
Yeah.
5 long years until I spoke the word of love, and Christ came to her through this ministry and healed her, and she's not been in that wheelchair since. Willamae Conley. Who's Willamae Conley? I had a sensation about you. Did you once lose a loved one? I think the name of James.
Yes, that's my brother.
He was 14 years of age. And someone, he was reading something, and someone asked him for what he had, and he didn't want to give it.
Yes,
and that person shot him to death.
Yes, he did.
I'm saying this to give you faith.
Yeah.
So that you can mount up, because you've been feeling pain here in the chest.
Yes.
And in the back.
Yes.
And you injured your foot some time ago, and
yes,
you've been having constant pain in it, where you had to move around with a chair.
Yes, it did.
I'll give you little things. I do not know you, and you've told me or no one else the things I just mentioned.
No,
is that
you
true?
Sure have.
Now, I'm saying through this paranormal faculty that someplace I see a clock in your home with a yellow center.
Yes.
A clock with a yellow center.
Yes.
And a telephone with a red and white doily.
Yes.
And I've never been in your home.
Yes.
Now, where's your pain?
Epiphany, I'm so glad. Father lifted me. Oh, I'm so glad. Father lifted me. Sing it, glory, hallelujah. Father lifted me. Once I was in darkness, Father set me free. Once I was in darkness, Jesus lifted me. Once I was in darkness, Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
Hands clasp. Hands clasp. Hands clasp. And you may remain in the position that's most comfortable for you.
Thank you.
There's someone here that is concerned about a stroke. Your father died of a stroke at 57 after 2 years of suffering. After 2 years of suffering. Edie? Fingers, are your fingers numb in your right hand? And having enormous headaches in your head?
Yes, that's right. My neck.
Reach your hands out. Reach your hand out to me. Reach the fingers out that are bothering you. Now, is the pain gone?
If the heart's embrace, without a doubt you know that we have been revived since we have left this place.
Because in the Apostles' day, in the times of the great Jewish messenger Paul, he spoke of the laying on of hands. Now they're speaking in scientific circles of laying on hands on plants that are withering and dying, and they're revived. I think the Wall Street Journal mentioned the tremendous power of love to reach a plant that's dying. Now, my friends, my family, if a plant that's dying can be reached by love, we thinking creatures should be able to be reached by love. Sister Ingram, you're concerned about the losing of your sight. You're not able to see me clearly. Things just a blur to you. You have to stumble around lately through crowds and are not able to see even people's faces close up to you clearly.
That's true.
You've told me nothing about your condition. Is that correct?
No, I haven't. Thank you.
Give that little sweetheart a little bit of love. Thank you, baby. Please. Now, take your glasses off. Just dare in our faith. We've seen Sister Brown here, who was blind, totally healed. Saw one of our sisters blind from her childhood. It could be hysterical blindness, whatever. We're not concerned. She was blind and could not see. Now, look at my face. Look at me. I'm going to hold up something. What do you think I have in my hand? I love you. Christ loves you. It's a book. That's it. It's a book. Now look a little clearly. Look more clearly. What kind of a book? I'm going to hold up some fingers. You concentrate hard. Now, you couldn't see those fingers. They're right next to you. You couldn't have been able to see those fingers with your glasses.
No, I couldn't.
Now, look. I love you. The people love you. And most importantly, Christ loves you. What do you see? How many fingers?
Three. One.
What?
One finger.
You don't even need your glasses, child. Let's all be thankful as she cries back there. Let's cry and rejoice with her. If you couldn't see... Everyone again, now in this atmosphere, Hannah Wright, you're afflicted and crippled on your left side with arthritis. Hannah Wright, who is this? Move your hand, move it now, move it up and down, all the way, now move your arm up, completely up. Up. Now bend. Is the pain gone?
Yes. Is the pain?
Let's rejoice with it. Spirit. Again, I don't know you and you told me nothing about your life. Is that correct?
No.
That's wonderful. Let's rejoice. Now why don't you try your arthritis? Everyone, try it. Try it. Try to work your joints. Your joints. Free them. Free them. Anna, try your right shoulder. Try your right shoulder. McGowan, put your shoulder up. Has it gone? All gone now? Every bit of the pain gone? Bless it. All through the building. Now, how many feel free of their arthritic pain? Well, now that one, naturally, some of you didn't all have arthritis. How many now got free of arthritis? How many now got free of it? Well, let's rejoice in that. Let's rejoice in that. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. Never shall forget what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me. Everybody, that's what he's done for me. He made me love everybody, that's what he's done for me. He made me love everybody, what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he's done for me. Well, oh, what he's done for me. Oh, what he's done for me.
may be seated. Our healing services will go on throughout the day, but I think enough has been done now to give the authenticity to sane spiritual healing. And I think that it might be in order for questions to come from people who are here from this fine film production agency or from the floor. If you have any quick questions you'd like to ask so that people could get an idea of our thoughts. Anyone have any questions they'd like to engender? You'll have to put up your hand. I don't. The lights make it a little bit. Yes? What? The worst problem. I don't want to generalize. There are too many problems. We have problems of ecology. We have problems of violence. We have deep-seated racism. We have an apathy in the land that's appalling. For instance, let's take this situation around Watergate. And we want to recognize that a person is always presumed innocent until proven guilty. So we're not in any way casting any aspersions on the president. But 70% of the people said that they thought, in a Gallup poll, I believe, that the president was guilty of being involved in this scandalous affair. But I think only 17% said that it made any real difference. They wanted to keep him as their president. Now, indeed, if Mr. Nixon has served the country well, then he should be kept as president. And he has achieved great things in foreign relations, and that's one thing. But if 70% of the people polled think that he is guilty of a crime against the people, and yet 15 or 17% say it doesn't matter, that's dangerous. I would say that there are too many problems. The loss of respect for life, sterilization of little children in Alabama because of the color of their skin. And we had a lady who visited us a week ago here and was speaking to one at the door, and she was a member of a prominent church, a pastor's wife. And she said, I think that the poor should be made to control how many children they bring into the earth. You remember? So I think that is horribly dangerous, that an agency of the federal government can allow 400 or 500 people, because of the color of their skin, have syphilis and go on for years and be untreated, and let many of them die and develop all kinds of debilitating diseases, brain damage, and all sorts of gross maladies, and do experiment with humans like they were guinea pigs. And today, I understand there's even been fetal experimentation, even in not only penal institutions, but Senator Kennedy brought out something not too long ago about experimentation being done with the exceptional children, polarized towards the retarded level, being experimented because they happened to not be like other people in an institution where parents had put them to be protected. The kind of insensitivity I hear today, I heard some leading scientists say, we have to have euthanasia. Oh, no. Oh, no. Who's going to decide who and when a person's going to die? We must never allow that, because this is the kind of thing that ushers in the terror of a Hitler's Germany. We must not allow these kind of things to enter our consciousness. Peace. I think that the worst problem, it all boils down to